The deadline was originally December the 15th in order to get enrolled in coverage for January the 1st, but it has since been extended for additional 2 days, December 16th and December 17th, until midnight.
Corey Brown is the benefits program manager for 90 Works in Pensacola and a licensed health insurance navigator under the Affordable Care Act. This is the third open enrollment season for health insurance under the ACA, also known by critics of the program as Obamacare. She says the process of getting enrolled has never been easier.
Every application that I do and is different from one to the next, but I feel a lot more comfortable and I'm a lot more educated and able to answer those questions that people do have a lot more easily and can maneuver through things a lot more easier. And we've had repeat customers. I mean, I've seen customers for the third year now.
The job of the navigators is to help people with their health insurance applications and to find the tax benefits that help make those plans affordable. There's no charge for those services.
Just about everyone that we've helped so far does qualify for some kind of tax credit that can help them pay for a plan.
Corey Brown and the rest of the navigators at 90 Works will be working pretty much nonstop these additional days to get as many people enrolled before the deadline hits at midnight on Thursday. But if for some reason you miss that deadline, open enrollment will continue.
Open enrollment, it continues until January 31st. Those people that enroll from, you know, start December 18th can enroll, but they will not get coverage until February the 1st.
And of course, under the Affordable Care Act, everyone is required to have health insurance or pay a tax penalty. Those penalties started out fairly low, but are increasing.
I believe it's $700 per adult, right at that, half of that per child in the household, or 2.5% of their income, whichever is higher, for not having health insurance. In the long run, it's a lot better to have health insurance than have to pay the penalty.
There are still people who don't think they'll be able to get coverage because they have a serious health condition. But under the ACA, they can no longer be denied coverage. Corey Brown says she still meets some clients who don't understand that part of the law.
We have had a couple come in, but there's no pre-existing conditions for health insurance. And once we sit down, do the application, and go through those plans, they actually enroll in a plan, and are really glad that they did.
Corey Brown expects she and the other navigators will be working long hours until the deadline at midnight on Thursday. To make an appointment, call 855-90-WORKS, extension 5. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.